Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
This is a personal reflection on one aspect of my day-to-day orientation and mobility. I fully recognise that people's experiences can be both similar and much different to this, and I'd love to hear from you about your experiences of travel and getting about. Being able to travel is one of the most liberating things that anyone can have. I'm very lucky to have had the opportunity to travel all over the country, mainland Europe and the world for a number of work, leisure and sport-related reasons. I'm always very reluctant to say my visual impairment hasn't stopped me, because it can then portray an image of travel being a brave thing to do. However, this doesn't mean that I find travel easy and trauma-free, far from it, as experiences have informed me differently. My commute to work can present some very tricky situations on what some would consider a straightforward route through the middle of Leeds city centre. I'm totally blind and normally have Evans, my 8-year-old guide dog, with me. Part of the route is through a pedestrian area which has quite a few shops and side streets on both sides. At the time of the morning we tend to travel, vans and trucks have access over the pedestrian area in order to carry out deliveries to the various businesses. True, this makes delivering goods easier, and yes, there is a good reason for it, and having it at that time of the day, but it really does make orientation so difficult. Some would say, "Oh, your guide dog will help you." Yes, he will help me around static objects, but he'd need a brain the size of Leeds to predict the movements of moving vans and trucks. This morning's commute was extremely difficult, because there were so many vehicles trying to go down the street. With the noise reflecting off the buildings, it was extremely difficult to hear where things were, and therefore we had to virtually crawl up the street, crossing from side to side to avoid drivers who were clearly relying on me to do the impossible and look where I was going. I have good orientation skills, and my hearing is thankfully sound, but trying to navigate a route that is shared by vehicles and pedestrians is something akin to playing Russian roulette at times. For many, stepping out of the house and simply walking to the bus stop or to the local shop can be a nerve-wracking and difficult experience. We cannot underestimate the importance of hassle-free movement for everybody, and this is why pedestrian areas must be kept clear of vehicles and objects that can cause so much trouble. In the next article in our travel series, Maxine looks at the use and the image of the white cane. As mobility and orientation aids, the cane comes under three main categories: symbol, guide, and long cane. The name white cane is symbolic, in the sense that it is the main colour that has traditionally denoted these aids as one for visually impaired people. Red added to the cane means that the owner has a dual hearing and visual impairment. However, as Maxine mentions at the end of her article, canes now come in a whole spectrum of colours. Over to you, Maxine. The White Cane by Maxine Plowden. I was unaware until a few weeks ago that there was an International White Cane Day. I have heard it called many names, for example, White Stick, Walking Aid, Visual Aid and Mobility Stick. Some people have personal names for their canes. I know, and I'm not judging. I was speaking to a friend who is also visually impaired. Let's call him Mark, not his real name. Mark informed me that he called his cane a magic stick. Now, I have to admit that this was the first time that I heard the white cane described as magical. I asked Mark why did he call it that. He gave me the following reasons. People move out of your way when they see the cane. You can get a seat on public transport, first class on trains, without having to buy a first class ticket. And people can be very helpful. That's all he could come up with. If anyone else has any more examples, please let me know. I will pass them on. Well, I had to admit that sometimes these situations do happen. But as for being magical, well, through my own experiences, I would have to disagree with these examples. I have found that when I've been in a cafe, I have ordered a coffee and something to eat inside. I've been given the tray, despite standing there with my white cane. I've had to explain that I'm visually impaired, and would it be possible for somebody to carry the tray for me to a table? On other occasions, in some establishments, I have asked what do they have, only to be told that the menu is up on the wall, or the time of the next train is up on the board. Having a white cane does not always automatically guarantee you a seat, or to sit in the priority seat. I have noticed that people look at you and then look away. I suppose they're waiting for somebody else to give up their seat or pretend that they have not seen you. Sometimes when I'm moving down a street, some people tend to jump over my cane instead of walking around me. I have had people literally jump over my cane like they are attempting a hurdle event at the Olympics. I have had thoughts of lifting my cane, hoping that the person will learn or understand the fatal results of their actions. However, the thought of being charged with assault has deterred me from carrying out this action. Since I started to use a cane 2 years ago, my life has not changed dramatically. The white cane has been useful. It has helped me to navigate stairs, and I have avoided tripping on pavements. Yes, the cane is useful, and I would not be without it. The cane is practical and enables some people with their independence. For me, the white cane is more for other people to recognise that I have a visual impairment. The white cane may be internationally recognised, but it now comes in different colours. Although the traditional colour has been white, the future is indeed more of a spectrum of colours for this most valuable mobility aid.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.